Gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertensive response of the lower esophageal sphincter post-swallow in adult patients. Objective, to evaluate the post-swallow hypertensive response of the lower esophageal sphincter, LES, in patients with gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, who attended the Digestive Motility and Neurogastroenterology Unit of the Hospital de Clínicas Caracas from October 2023 to October 2024. Methods, a descriptive, analytical, prospective, cross-sectional study was conducted. The pressure and duration of the post-swallow hypertensive response were determined as reference values in a control group without GERD. The study population consisted of GERD patients who underwent high-resolution esophageal manometry and 24-hour esophageal pH monitoring. GERD patients were divided into two groups, A and B, according to whether their post-swallow lay hypertensive response was greater than or equal to the reference median value, or less than the reference median. Manometric and 24-hour pH monitoring variables were compared between groups. Descriptive and analytical statistics were performed using the Statistics 7 software. Results: in the control group of 44 patients, the median post-swallow hypertensive response of the lay was 81.5 mm of mercury. In the GERD group of 44 patients, there was no gender predominance, male 50%, female 50%, with a mean age of 49.93 years, range 18 to 81 years. The median post-swallow hypertensive response of the lay was 66 mm of mercury, p equals 0.001. Comparisons between manometric and 24-hour esophageal pH monitoring variables, dividing patients into groups A and B, showed statistically significant differences in basal pressure, length, and duration of the post-swallow hypertensive response of the lay. Conclusion: patients with gastroesophageal reflux disease have reduced vigor and shorter duration of the post-swallow hypertensive response of the lower esophageal sphincter.